Hi there. I wanted to talk to you today about your cock. Yep. Your cock. Not just any cock, your cock. I have gotten some messages, you know, over time, asking me what it is that I really like about big cocks. If having a small penis would be an issue for me. Stuff like that. And I just wanted to really help ease your mind and let you know what it is that I really think about the size of a man's penis. I've also gotten messages from guys asking, not a lot, maybe only two, but asking if I would rate their penis. And like, apparently that's a thing. I didn't know this, but it's a thing. And I guess some guys do want someone to, like, I don't know, I was gonna say someone to be brutally honest, but more so I think they actually want the girl to be kind of mean about it. I don't know, I don't totally understand it, but I couldn't do that because I would rate all penises 10 out of 10. I don't know what that says about me. I think that maybe it says that I'm a really, really big slut and that I really love cock, period, end of sentence, because all penises are 10 out of 10 for me. But yeah, I'm going to talk a little bit more specifically about all the different types of cocks that are out there. And please excuse the recording quality because it's really, really hot here. It's like 40 degrees Celsius, which I don't know what that is in Fahrenheit, but I'm sure it's over 100. So the AC is cranked, and so it creates a lot of white noise, and I apologize for that, because I'm not going to remove it, because then I sound like a robot. Anyways, let's get back to the topic at hand, one of my favorite subjects, your cock. So, I know that you know that I love cock. You've listened to enough of my audios to know that it's true. I'm sure you can hear how desperate I get for it to have it in my mouth, to feel and exploding down my throat. But I don't know if you know why I love cock. Or better yet, do you know what I love about your cock? No? Well, let me tell you then. I'm actually going to start with smaller than average cocks first, because I think on GWA, the big cock worship, you know, that kind of thing gets a lot more attention, especially because there's a small penis humiliation thing and tag and stuff like that. But there isn't really a small penis adoration tag, and I really think there should be. So let me tell you, for me, what's amazing about being with you if you have a smaller than average cock. So I'm talking about anything that's under 5 inches. I was actually with a guy for almost 5 years whose cock, I never measured it, but I'm pretty sure it was no more than 3.5 inches. When it was hard, I'm talking about. It may have only been 3 inches when it was hard. Now, the first time that I saw it, I remember being really surprised and thinking, okay, I hope I can feel it. And guess what? Yeah, not only could I feel it, but the beautiful thing about a smaller than average cock is that it hits my G-spots perfectly. A woman's G-spot is only a few inches inside of her, so if a guy's, you know, anything more than a few inches, like if a guy's more than, you know, 4 inches, then basically he's going to be brushing by the G-spot, and that will feel good, but it's not the same as when I'm with a guy who has a smaller cock. The head of your cock will basically thrust against my G-spot over and over again. So the head of your cock is hitting the most, you know, sensitive, the spot that will make me squirt, basically over and over again. And that feels fucking amazing. I don't even have words for it. It's just, it feels so good. So that is one major benefit of having a smaller than average cock, is that you are going to be able to be like a direct target missile for a woman's G-spot. Just automatically, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to try. You don't have to aim it. It's just, that is where it's going to hit every time. And yeah, feels so fucking good. Another benefit of having a smaller cock would be, and this one will apply to all women as well, is that you're going to get really fucking amazing blowjobs every time. Because a woman will be able to take you fully into her mouth. She's going to be able to suck you all the way to the base. You'll be able to feel your balls against her chin. Or if she's lying down the other way, her nose will be buried right to the hilt of your cock, smelling your balls. And there won't be any issues with gagging or anything like that, and I guarantee she'll be able to give you a blowjob for a really long time as well, because if your cock is smaller than average, then she's not going to be tired as quickly. Like, it just makes sense, right? So that is another major benefit. So for guys out there who have smaller than average penises and who maybe feel like they can't compare, trust me, it isn't an issue. There are going to be some girls out there who are maybe more stretched out for whatever reason, and so they might be size queens and they might not be able to appreciate what your cock can do for them. But that's not on you. That's on them. It's not your fault that they, you know, have been playing with an 8-inch, 9-inch dildo for most of their life. And maybe don't do Kegels and Kegels? Kegels? I don't know. Anyways, point is, that's not on you. That's on them. And if that's the case, if your cock isn't big enough for them, then they don't deserve you at all. So just, you know, I hope that you can put it out of your mind completely, because yeah, a smaller than average dick feels completely different than an average or a big cock, and completely different in the best way possible. If you have a smaller than average cock, you can make me come harder than anyone else, and also more consistently. If you have a smaller than average cock, in my experience, I actually am able to orgasm every single time we fuck, and that's not something I'm able to do otherwise. So that's a bonus, isn't it? Another thing that I actually really love to do with my ex, whose cock was, you know, only like 3 or 3.5 inches, I loved to ride him cowgirl style. But what I would do is, because I get really, really wet, I would basically rub my like soaking wet pussy up and down against his cock without necessarily putting his cock inside me. So I'm just rubbing back and forth. I'm like imagining doing it right now. Rubbing my pussy back and forth, like, in the head of his cock would hit my clit, and then I'd have the head of his cock right at the entrance to my pussy, getting all those juices mixed up, and then dragging it back to my clit, back and forth. And then I would I would basically plunge him inside me, and then back out again, back up and down along the outside of my pussy, and then inside me, and then up and down, and then inside me, and up and down, and inside me. And because his cock was smaller, I was able to do that without any concern about hurting it. Like, if you have, you know, a cock that's bigger than 4 inches, let's say, then there's probably the concern that I could bend it in a very painful way. But if your cock is under 4 inches, then this is something that you can do without that concern. I don't know if I hope I'm describing it properly, because it's actually really, really hot and it feels amazing. It feels so good. So that's something that I can't do with any other type of penis either. And also, in my experience, if a guy has a smaller cock, then he often has really huge balls. It could just be perception. I don't know. Maybe they just look really huge because his cock is smaller, but I don't think that's it. I'm pretty sure it's just like the balls are fucking huge and so full. And that is so fucking hot too. Like, thinking about all that cum that's in there for me. Yeah. So good. So that is what I love about smaller than average cocks. As you can see, that's a lot, isn't it? Yeah. So now let's talk about average cocks, which I would say that would be, if when you're hard, you're between 5 and 6.5 inches, then I would say that you have an average size penis. That might even be a bit bigger than average, but still, that's pretty average. So let's talk about what makes your dick fucking amazing. Well, if you have a 5 or 6 inch cock, it's kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. You know how she tried out those 3 different chairs and she needed the one that was just right. An average size cock is going to be just right for most women. And you know, you're always going to get a positive reaction when the lady sees it, because you know, she's going to be thinking perfect. She's going to be thinking, okay, I can definitely, you know, suck that cock. Maybe I might have a little trouble getting it all in. Not me personally, by the way. I can suck a large cock. But most girls, you know, the girls with gag reflexes. Poor girls. The poor girls with tonsils. Jeez, those poor girls. Anyways, they will be thinking that. And they'll also be thinking that you're going to fit inside them and that it's going to feel amazing. And they're not going to have like any concerns or worries at all. And it just makes the initial sex easier. I think that's the biggest difference. If you have a smaller cock, the first time you have sex with someone, it's possible, because I don't know how well you know that person, right? But it's possible that first time might not be that awesome. But the second time and the third time, you know, every time after that is going to get better and better once the girl that you're with feels what your smaller than average cock can do. Believe me. On the other hand, if you have an average size cock, then that initial sex experience is going to be awesome every time, because there just won't be any extra, you know, questions or concerns for the girl. Average size cocks tend to be just so visually appealing. There's just, yeah, something about the look of a, you know, 5 or 6 inch cock that it's just, yeah, makes me salivate. And I know for me, if I'm with a guy whose cock is 5 or 6 inches, I'm going to be pretty happy, because that means we can have sex in every single position. This is like the biggest benefit. Unfortunately, if you have a smaller penis, there's going to be certain positions you might not be able to work. And it depends on the girl. But, you know, sometimes you might not be able to do spooning position, for example. If the girl's ass is, you know, if she's got a booty, then if your cock is smaller, then yeah, spooning position might be trickier, might not be possible. And if you have a bigger cock, which I'll get to after, but if your cock is larger than average, you might not be able to, you know, fuck a girl from behind if she's too tight for you or something like that, because you might hit her cervix over and over, which might really, really hurt her. So there's downsides to both of those, small downsides, but you know, I'm mentioning this because if your cock is 5 or 6 inches, you're not going to have any of those issues. You're going to be able to fuck her. You're going to be able to fuck me any way that you want, because it will fit perfectly. So even though we call them average size, it should probably be changed to ideal size, just because, you know, that's the ideal size for most women, and there's nothing unappealing about that. There's only positive things about being able to fuck, you know, any girl in any position. Those are all awesome things, right? Yeah. And the last one is probably mentioned the most on GWA, but let's talk about big cocks. So anyone who's, you know, 7 inches or more. For me, the appeal of a big cock is actually, it's more visual than it is physical. So a big cock is really something to look at. It's really something to behold. You know, if your cock is bigger, usually the veins are more protruding or obvious, and you might have some of those throbbing veins that really stand out. And yeah, just the look of that. Yeah, really hot. Definitely the other thing that's a major turn on with a big cock is the thought of you getting hard in your pants. And honestly, this is hot for me no matter what size your cock is. Even if you have a smaller than average cock, feeling you get hard in your pants from, let's say, me standing with my back against you and rubbing my ass into your cock, that is going to be, for me, it's always going to be super, super hot. Always. But yeah, when it happens with a guy who has a larger than average cock, that's something visual that anyone can see. And that is like, it's a super turn on thinking about the fact that other people might be able to see the way that you're reacting to me through your clothing. Yeah, really hot. I also definitely like the thought of giving a blowjob to a larger than average cock. Now, most girls are actually going to be a little afraid or reluctant when it comes to sucking off a monster cock. They're going to be thinking, shit, like, I don't know if I can get that down my, you know, to the back of my throat without gagging or throwing up. Like, there's a lot of girls who just, it will be daunting for them and potentially unfulfilling for you because you're not able to get your full cock down her throat. For me, that's not the case. I can definitely handle sucking and deep throating a bigger cock. And that's a major turn on for me, the thought of potentially finally feeling like my throat is full. It takes a lot to make me like really gag. So hitting way back at my throat and down my throat. Yeah. Yes. I really like the thought of that. When it comes to sex, a bigger cock for some women is going to be extremely appealing. Some women are going to like lose their minds and come the moment you enter her. I don't know. I hear that's a thing. That doesn't happen for me. If you have a bigger cock, I'm so tight that you might not, I don't know, you might only get your head, the head of your cock in. You might only get half your cock in. And I normally like to get fucked really hard. And it might not be possible for you to do that if you have a bigger cock with me. But that, again, is only me. Most women, or a lot of women, are not going to be that way. And a lot of women are going to be thrilled when they see a bigger cock. Again, I would be thrilled as well. It's just that there will be a bit more hesitation when it comes to actually riding that cock, because I don't know if it's going to hurt me. And I don't want you to have to worry about holding back. So that's another benefit for any guys with a smaller or average size cock, is typically you don't have to worry about holding back, because you're not gonna hurt the girl. But if you have a bigger cock, sometimes I'm sure you have to be careful with what you're doing during sex, and it, I'm sure, would be nice to be able to fuck without having to worry about hurting the girl that you're with. So that's, you know, probably the only downside to a bigger cock. You get the wow factor for sure. A girl is going to be both impressed and a little bit scared when she first sees it. Probably also in awe, but then at the same time thinking, uh-oh. But lots of girls enjoy a little bit of pain with their pleasure. And, yeah, so there's really benefits to every single cock size. And I think I've made that abundantly clear. Hopefully you actually listen to all of these and not just the one that's applicable to your cock size, because I did kind of talk about all of them during all of them. But there are still two other, you know, varieties of cock. Makes it sound sophisticated. I'm a cock connoisseur. Oh, that's what I should title this audio. Cock connoisseur. Yeah. The other two types are cut and uncut. And every cock in the world comes in either a circumcised or uncircumcised form. And just like, you know, the others that we just talked about, there are benefits to both, definitely. I personally find it really sexy, the visual, seeing an uncut cock, seeing the foreskin go down over the ridge of your bulging head, and watching you slide it up and down. For me, that's really, really hot to look at. With a circumcised cock, you don't get that visual. However, there's also, for me personally, won't be any reluctance or any hesitation when it comes to playing with your cock, because I have much more experience with circumcised cocks and generally speaking, if your cock is circumcised, they're all going to look the same. They just have different size or, you know, width or length. Whereas if you are uncircumcised, every uncircumcised cock looks like it's a little bit different. They all operate differently. Some have foreskin that don't go down all the way. Some are, you know, some are more sensitive than others. It's a little bit more tricky. It's kind of like expert level. That's how I feel. Yeah. Being with a guy, if you're circumcised, I'm like ready to go, because I know what to do to your cock. But if you're uncircumcised, I'm going to have to get to know your cock a little bit. And so at first, it might not be as, let me at it, you know, because I have to learn what works for you. Just like when you're with a girl, you have to, every pussy is different. You have to learn what works for her. I feel it's the same with an uncircumcised cock. But they are both so visually appealing. Having the foreskin or not having the foreskin does not make a difference to me in terms of whether I find your cock sexy to look at or not. They are both hot and beautiful, and yeah. So I would say, in summary, I am a slut and I love cock, which is what I said at the beginning. Yes, I really do love all cocks, and I've never been disappointed when I, you know, upon seeing a cock or upon feeling a cock in my mouth or in my pussy. Your cock would feel amazing to me, and I would love to worship it. And I hope that if I don't get the chance to, that you will at least give yourself the opportunity to be with a woman who will worship your cock. So by that I'm saying, you know, put yourself out there. If you're someone who is reluctant or worried because you don't know how a girl will feel about your cock, well, just honestly, don't worry about it. If you've got a tongue and you know how to do it, then you're good to go regardless. And as I said earlier, if a girl is not going to want to be with you because of the way your cock looks, then she's a shallow fucking bitch, and she's not worth your time. There's no nice way for me to say that, I'm sorry. But she's not going to be a very good lay, and she's selfish. That's like, if someone only wants to be with certain types of cocks, then they are probably missing out, I think, because they have these certain ideas in their head about what is ideal, and they are setting themselves up for disappointment by having expectations. All I expect of a cock is for it to be hard and for it to come. That's the only thing you should expect of a cock. And everything else is bonus. Fuck, I really need a cock right now. It's very tempting to go on random acts of blowjob, but I kind of want a cock inside me. Okay, I hope maybe this helped. helped you feel better, helped you feel good, and yeah, I'm sure you weren't able to get off to this, so now I really want you to go find one of my other audios and stroke out a big fucking load for me. I want you to think about coming all over my tongue or deep inside my pussy or all over my big tits or my ass. You come wherever you want. Just go listen to another audio of mine and make sure I get that come, okay? Thank you.